Philips MPP after these are declared. Today's date is 03/12/2022. Dictation is 4. Ms. Diane Miller. Miller spells M-I-L-L-E-R. Diane spells D-I-A-N-E. Date of birth is 08/10/1963. 58-year-old young lady here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to the last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient. All systems were reviewed or were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97%. Urinary blood pressure is 147/88. Pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, no tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcles or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. There's mild edema bilaterally in her lower extremities, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is grossly normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is arteriosclerotic disease, cervical arteries. Number two, peripheral edema. Number three, abdominal distension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, seasonal allergies. Number five, diabetes type 2. Number six, hypertension, period. Next paragraph, today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done today. Patients has been gone for a long time since the pandemic, has not been here since 2000-2001 time frame. She has high blood pressure, she has diabetes, so we'll go ahead and do ultrasound to assess her organ, see if how her blood pressure and diabetes impact her organs. Also to verify arteriosclerotic deposit in her vessels, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound revealed stenosis in the cervical artery with plaque deposits. All of the studies were good. The abdomen were fine. Pelvic was fine. Next paragraph, patient was discharged with the following medication. One, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril /HCTZ, 20 milligrams /12.5, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, montelukast, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Freestyle Libre, glucose monitor, V1 with 14 days sensory, number 1. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, end of the patient.